This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. An all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex today. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Kiran Rijiju said that President Draupadi Murmu will address both Houses of Parliament on the opening day of the budget session tomorrow. He added that after the President's address, an economic survey will be presented. He further stated that on Saturday, the Union Budget will be presented. He said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House.
There are total 16 bills listed and total 19 business which are already there in the House. These business will be taken up only after the process for the budgeting is completely over.
Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India will create its own foundational model of AI in the coming months. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that India's foundational model will be able to compete with the world's best model. He said a framework has been created calling for proposals to develop India's very own AI model. The minister also announced that an AI safety institution will be established. He said the country now has 15,000 high-end GPUs available to support India's AI mission. On a query on privacy concerns around DeepSeek, Mr. Vaishnav informed that it will be hosted on Indian servers soon. He said it is the thinking of Prime Minister Modi that modern technology should be available to everyone. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that 364 trains were running continuously throughout the night for the evacuation of devotees who visited Mahakumbh on Mauni Amavasya yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said the whole team of railways worked in coordination with the state government. He said nearly 12 lakh devotees boarded these trains to reach their respective cities.
महाकुंभ में जो श्रद्धालु भक्तजन आए हैं उन सब के रेलवे की सर्विसेज के लिए कल करीब 364 ट्रेन्स चली है इवैक्यूएशन की कंटिन्यूअसली रात भर पूरी टीम वॉर रूम में रही है और लगातार राज्य सरकार के साथ कोऑर्डिनेशन करके करीब करीब 12 लाख से अधिक श्रद्धालुओं को रेलवे के माध्यम से अपने गंतव्य स्थान तक पहुंचाया गया है.
Uttar Pradesh Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prashant Kumar today visited Sangam Ghat at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj and inspected the incident area which claimed 30 lives yesterday. The tragic incident took place yesterday at the Akhada route near the Sangam. During the visit, they assessed the situation and reviewed the security arrangements. Mela Officer Vijay Kiran Anand and DIG Vaibhav Krishna were also present. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath had yesterday directed Chief Secretary and DGP to assess the situation and submit the report over the incident. Digital payments across India recorded a double-digit jump of 11.1% year-on-year as on September 2024, according to the Reserve Bank of India's index. RBI's Digital Payments Index, RBI DPI, for September 2024 stands at 465.33, up from 445.5 for March 2024. The increase in the RBI DPI index was driven by growth in payment infrastructure and payment performance across the country over the period. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today interacted with students of various colleges at Youth for a Viksit Bharat at the University of Delhi. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Jayashankar asserted that Viksit Bharat cannot be envisioned without the youth. He also underscored the need for educating the youth and providing creative freedom for them to excel in different fields. The minister also urged the students to give the best in their fields, but not let the burden of expectations take over. He added that a lot of what has to be built is still ahead of the youth and the country will be in a high growth rate in the future. In badminton, World Championships medalist Kidambi Srikanth advanced to the quarterfinals of the men's singles event at the ongoing Thailand Masters Badminton Tournament in Bangkok in Thailand today. Srikanth, world number 47, defeated Jason Gunawan of Hong Kong by 21-19, 21-15 within two successive games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.